We do have a queen in studio us now.
We do, Your Royal Highness.
Yes, that's Michelle Schaefer. She's the CEO of Max Abilities, and she is up to about her neck in Savor the Flavors, because Michelle, we are T-minus, what, 30 days?
We are.
It's here. We're ready to roll.
We're so excited. This is our 11th year.
Wow.
Hosting our Savor the Flavors, and that is our foundation, the York County Disabilities Foundation, and it is our one steady fundraiser that we do every year for general things. You know,
sure.
Nonprofits have a lot of things that aren't paid for through funding sources and services, so this helps us support emergency needs that families might have. You know, a lot of times Medicaid doesn't cover everything.
Right.
And this helps us support families if they have an emergency that comes up. Mm. We use the money to help support our staff. You know, it's interesting that this week is the week that I come on because it's our Employee Appreciation Week.
Oh,
this
okay.
week.
Nice.
Next week is National Direct Support Professional Week. So we always like to take a week every year and just say thank you to the people that work hard every day in our 30 programs.
Wow,
so,
30 programs.
Savor the Flavor supports things like this week where we can have a gift card giveaway or have a safety fair so that our employees can, you know, stay safe in the workplace. And there's all kinds of important things that are covered through the funding that is raised through Savor the Flavor. So we just couldn't function as well without it.
Well, with 30 different programs, with the Miracle Market, with all the different things that y'all are involved in, that's so many variables. And just in nonprofit operation, you never know, like you said, you never know what bill is going to come up, what need needs to be met, you know what. So absolutely, I think this is such a great fundraiser. And I hope that the whole community comes out to support y'all.
They, you know, we have a good turnout every year. It's at the White Home. It's October 8th from 6 to 9. We have music. Mellow Groove.
So
Mellow Groove is the band, and they are fabulous. And we have restaurants that come out. So if you like to eat and if you like to drink, you know, buy a ticket. You come, you hang out with your friends. It's a beautiful venue. And, you know, we have local restaurants. We have Elk Avenue that's coming, 19th at the Warehouse, Corks Cooks and Books, or CCB as they call themselves now, and Clover Harvest, Bear Walrus, many, many more. We have typically 20 restaurants that are participating. And we, they come out, they make a bite for you to try. You can have as much as you want to eat. We have companies that come out. We have beer. We have wine. We have Elsie's does a signature cocktail every year that you can only get
so
at this event. So, you know, we have fun things that you can bid on if you want to, you know, just buy a little gift or buy yourself something that you've been looking at online and you just haven't had the money to go get it or the time to go get it.
Right.
So, and then we have people that we support that participate in the event.
Okay.
So this year we're focusing on employability of folks. And so we're going to highlight the value and the benefit that our supported individuals bring to the workplace.
Right. And so there's tickets still available.
There
for
are
this.
Tickets available. You can go on www.maxabilities.org and you can just click on Savor the Flavors. There's a link there. Actually, it's on the homepage. You can't miss it. It slaps you in the face. And
literally slaps you in the face.
It really does. But, you know, we have a great committee with our foundation that work on this tirelessly every year, you know, all volunteers.
Wow.
And, you know, there's sponsorships if your company is willing and interested in supporting individuals who have lifelong disabilities in their community. They can also sponsor the event. So there's all that information is on the website.
What is the, what's the time? And we know it's October the 8th at the White Home. What's the time on it?
6 to 9.
6 to 9. Mm-hmm. Cool. So 6 to 9 and people get out there and enjoy themselves. And it's become one of those things. My wife and I were talking about this. It's become like something on the social calendar, right? People in Rock Hill. It's like one of about a dozen or so different events. People say, okay, we're going to go Savor the Flavors. We're going to go to this, going to go to that. And that's just kudos to you guys for what y'all have done
Absolutely.
To make it such a big deal in the community.
And it's fun. You know, a lot of fundraisers you do because you want to support something. But this one, you can just go let your hair down and have a good time.
It's a good date night.
You're right.
Hang out with your friends. Yeah. Is it a dress-up event or?
Like business casual. Okay. Most folks are coming. We set the time because folks are coming after
work.
Straight from
work. Yeah. That's smart.
So, you know, you don't have to get fancy. You just come as you were. 9 to 5.
Yes.
Love the song. See the nod. Yes. See the nod to Dolly.
See what you did there.
I got you. And that was our one our song coming in too. Yeah,
it was. Yeah.
Place all connected.
Make it happen. Michelle, anything else that we should know is going on at Max Abilities right now?
Well, we're just continuing to work toward opening our Miracle Market and Cafe, which is our latest business venture. You know, we had our York Coffee Roastery that we started about 8 years ago, and that's doing well. So this is our second foray into opening our own business that then supports employment opportunities for people that we support. And we're excited about this. It's ambitious. It's over at the Miracle Park. Mm-hmm. And, you know, anybody that wants to help sponsor putting that debt to bed, that would be great, too.
So I love that y'all are focusing on employability and workforce development, because that's going to be a very intentional part of the market, correct?
Absolutely. Okay. Both the market and the cafe will be, well, the cafe will, you know, hire folks that want to learn how to work in a kitchen or want to learn how to greet folks. So it'll be, you know, a lot of different type entry-level type job opportunities for students and for young adults who are looking to build their resume. It's not something that they're going to come and stay at. They're going to learn job skills, and we're going to help them find a job in the community. That way we can bring on a new person to learn those job skills. The same thing that the same pattern and layout that we've done at the Roastery that's worked very well. Now in the market, we'll be hiring folks to work there, but we'll also be showcasing wares and goods that are made by people with disabilities in addition to, you know, Rock Hill type items that folks might want to buy. It's kind of a dual gift shop slash, oops, I forgot all of my supplies and my kids playing at Miracle Park
Right,
shop.
Yeah.
So we just want to build it into the community where if you want to just swing by and grab a burger, you know, on your way, on your lunch break, or if you want to stop by and buy a gift, all of those things can be purchased there. And at the same time, you're also supporting somebody in learning skills that make them, you know, really be able to fold into the adult community as a contributing member.
Well, as a mama, I can just say I really appreciate it. There will be food available as well as all the things that we forget when we take our kids to the park. So I love the intentionality behind that. It's
makes sense on National I Love Food Day.
I mean, every day, again, should be that, but yes.
That's what today is, if you didn't know.
I had no idea.
You should celebrate.
Yeah. I will.
Michelle, thank you for everything that you do and Max Abilities do to really make our county a better place to live.
Yes. Well, we thank you for having us and for supporting us, and we hope everybody will come out and support us on October 8th at Savor the Flavors.